Okay, so I'm with Mark Maynell at the DigiMission event. Thanks for agreeing to be interviewed, Mark.
No problem.
I guess you must get asked to speak at quite a lot of events, so what made you agree to speak at this one?
It's entirely really that I absolutely believe in what it's seeking to help and flourish. I'm committed to finding new ways to embrace technology and just advances in social networking, all of those things, for the sake of the gospel, for the sake of the kingdom. Obviously it's uncharted territory, and there is a lot of things that even those who are fairly tech savvy are confused by or bewildered by. Mm-hmm. So we need all the help we can get. So I do believe in what lay behind the day, and I think it's been a great day. It's a beginning. It's by no means the last word. But I think it's been great for getting people talking and just thinking and just having their brains stretched a bit.
Good. And what would you say the thing you've most enjoyed about today?
I enjoyed listening to Shane Hipps. I read his book and found a lot of it very stimulating indeed, and it was good to hear him. I think what he's very good at is articulating just the contours, the lie of the land, and articulating a lot of the sort of peculiarities and paradoxes of what has happened, so that we are better placed to engage with it and make the most of it. I think the key thing in my mind, and this did come through in a number of ways today, is to make sure that all these things are seen as tools, that they are our slaves, not our masters, and that actually we don't get sort of sucked into ways of thinking that we don't necessarily anticipate or are comfortable with, but feel helpless with. I think what Shane Hipps has done is just to help us, just to be more aware and savvy with that.
Mark, thank you very much.
No worries.